cater to your every need at the Suntime Pool Spa and Patio Area at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, Saturday, June 12th at Joe Pool Lake. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 6:19. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are out here tonight at Beef O'Brady's in South Arlington, joined by the remainder of the crew back at the mothership, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with a ticket ticker, Barb Smith with Trafico, Psycho Dave at the helm, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. Got about 40 minutes or so left in the presentation tonight. And a couple of quick email hits, if you don't mind. You know, we were talking about the Dallas Morning News yesterday and their lack of a good game story, because you can't get a good Ranger game story in the morning news these days, it doesn't seem like. And I'll tell you what, from the look of the Star Telegram, it's not much better.
I don't know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everything on the front page. They don't want anything jumped.
Well, Ted in Plano offers up this. You can't get a decent game story from the Dallas Morning News because, if you haven't noticed, the whole paper sucks now. The trend started a couple of years ago. However, the recent complete redesign of the paper completed the suckitude. The sucking extends from the sports page to the editorial page. They appear to be begging for longtime readers to cancel their subscriptions. The Sunday edition has been reduced to a couple of meaningful pages that are wrapped around 10 pounds of ads.
I haven't really noticed that too much. I've noticed the redesign of the paper, but I haven't noticed any more ads than normal. Have you?
No, it seems about the same, really, on that front.
But there's no doubt that they have changed their philosophy. I mean, along with more color and, you know, the font here and there.
Well, once again, changing what doesn't need to change. Now, here's one from a listener in the burg of Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Ooh.
Old, gray, dirty, dingy, matted hair, flea-infested, tick-bitten, dysenteried wolf.
That'll be you.
That would be me. You may not have noticed backstabbing for all the ball kicking you were taking from Corby and Danny, but Grego sold you out during last week's E-Break Awards segment. When Snake and Mr. Pizza Delivery Man were about to go over that now classic audio that so deserves great acclaim and needs no fart doctoring, I think Mr. Beef over there was saying he stuck up with you during the E-Break segment.
And I did.
But all right, in actuality, when Jub Jub asked who deserved the award, Big Snug Snug took you by the leash, lured you out into the middle of the street with a Whataburger doggy treat, then proceeded to run over you and his motorcycle Grego Harley. Just listen to last week's emergency brake tape. You'll hear it.
Grego?
Did you do that? Did not do that.
Did you vote for him?
You don't vote. The listeners vote on the phones.
That's convenient.
Did you encourage the listeners to vote for him?
Did not.
Now, see, I don't think you would do that.
I didn't. I told you I didn't.
I got an email saying that you called Mike a horny old coot.
Now, I did that.
A horny old coot?
Just something he threw there, and you know what?
It'll be perfect for the open. Mike Reiner, a horny old coot.
Dear God, but I'm horny.
Just to combat it and shut him up, I disagree.
You are a coot.
You are.
I don't know what it is, but
you are.
I think of you when I hear that word.
You do?
Grego's a lummox, and you're a coot.
I'm a lummox. I'm a lummox.
You know what I think of when I hear the word? It makes me think of you. You know what the word is?
I think of a-hole.
What?
I think of twerp.
Who, Snake?
Yeah.
I am a twerp.
Twerp.
There's no question about it. I'm a total twerp.
What about me?
It's like an 11-year-old just punk kid, you know?
I want a word, Mike.
You're a drunk.
No, I don't even think of you, Danny. Anyway, a couple of email quick hits there. Now, do we have community quick hits today?
Yes, we do. We have a follow-up on yesterday's exciting community quick hits. and a brand new entry into Community Quick Hits.
It'll be good.
That next here on the ticket.
Norm is going buck wild on baseball with the Rangers skipper every Friday at 10:50. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We'll be at JR's Custom Auto this Saturday from 10 until noon. Register to win ticket t-shirts and a $30 speed zone certificate. A couple of very foxy ticket chicks will be out there. This is Airport Freeway and O'Connor in Irving that we're talking about. JR's Custom Auto this Saturday. All right, we're got about a half an hour or so to go out here at Big Bad Beef O'Brady's today. This wonderful place in Arlington where they have wonderful food units. I guess nobody else ever tried the wings, did they? Nuclear challenge.
No, bunch of chickens.
Yeah.
You'd think Arlington would come up with some gutty people, but I guess they just can't do it.
Hey, I thought some of our guys would
try. Okay, Big Time. Let's go, Big Time. Get in there. Let's try it.
Get them. Get those wings and get after it, man. 20 in 20 minutes.
20 in 20 minutes. That's about what we got left.
See what you got, man.
That's about what we got left. So you tell a waitress you want to try that.
All right, it is 6:34 here on the ticket.
Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Guitar.
Play it, Danny. Play it, song.
Hold up, good point, yeah.
Good point.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, the plaintive tones of Like Seals and Cross remind us that it's time for Community Quick Hits.
Thank you, Michael. Welcome.
Now exactly what is this segment devoted to?
Where we study quick hits within the community. Now, we told you yesterday during Community Quick Hits that Dallas is a fat town, but not the fattest of towns. We learned that the fattest city, the fattest major city in all of America is Detroit.
We did?
Yes. Because Time Magazine and ABC are devoting their entire week to obesity and the problem within America. And so Time came up, they put a map out, and they figured that 19% of the Dallas area is either obese or morbidly obese.
I guess my 60% guess was a little high, wasn't it?
Yes. And we also were shocked to see that the fattest part of the states were the entire Southeast. I mean, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia.
Well, I was not shocked to see that.
They are all the fattest places in the United States.
Why were you shocked to see that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why should they be the fattest? Why is it Nebraska?
Because they have the most white trash.
Okay, are white trash fat or skinny?
They're fat.
No, Mike, white trash are skinny.
No, they are either extremely fat or extremely skinny.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I watched Nightline last night. And they were doing a special on this, and they were trying to figure out the same thing. Why is it that some places are so damn fat? And they narrowed it down to if you're poor, it's just the opposite from the United States and Africa, where, you know, Africans have no money and they don't have any food to grow or anything. So they're totally skinny. Well, for the poor, the only thing they can afford to buy is foods that are, like, super high in fat content.
Because fat is cheap.
Right. They showed them going and buying, like, you know, 60 cases of ramen noodles. And, you know, that's all they can afford is, like, the really cheap stuff. They can't afford to buy fruits and vegetables. Matter of fact, most grocery stores in the poorest parts of America, they don't even have fruits and vegetables there. You can't even... It's not even...
Really?
It's not even an option.
They don't have produce sections?
No. They showed in Detroit... The fattest major city in America, like in the inner city at the grocery stores, nothing.
What do they have? Like macaroni?
Yeah, oh yeah. Macaroni is huge.
Chili in a can?
Yeah, and they buy, like, the real poor people were buying, like, the big jugs of juice, like just generic red juice. And then they would mix it to make it, and it was just so high in sugar.
They'd mix it with Thunderbird?
They would mix it with water to make it last longer. They're saying, like, a, you know, a 60-ounce jug of that red juice can last a long time because they just mix it with water, dilute it a little bit. But it was really weird. I mean, poor people, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to go to the grocery store and go to Central Market and spend, you know, $50 on salmon and asparagus?
No, they're going to spend it on government cheese and cigarettes.
That lasts a long time. Not cigarettes. They weren't focusing on that. But they spend it on stuff that lasts an extremely long time. And it's all high in fat content. Hence, poor people are fat. It's really sad. And Dallas is not one of the poorest cities in the world, or in America. Dallas ranks really high as far as affluence goes.
Then why is everybody here so fat?
Well, we're not. We're actually fairly low when compared to the rest of the country. I mean, we're still fat. 19%, 1 in 5 are fat or obese or morbidly obese. But just thought that was interesting.
That is a community quick hit.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, the story that's going to drive you, Mike, and you, Greg, crazy. You open up Tuesday's business section of the Dallas Morning News to find self-checkout lanes going mainstream.
Technology that Greg won't embrace. Technology.
That's right, Greg. U.S. shoppers are choosing self-checkout, and stores with the option report that now 40% of transactions are going through the self-checkout lanes.
I'll always be able to find a grocery store that doesn't do that.
Unfortunately, Greg, it looks like by the year 2007, every single store may have only self-checkout lines.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
No.
So the business section is lying?
I don't think they're lying. I just think that's their projection. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
So will you?
You know, sometimes those projections don't come true.
Well, that's true. Transactions are up 30 billion more from last year. They're at 70 billion total, the self-checkout lines. And they say by 2007, it will be at $336 billion. And the reason they're doing this is because they're putting more emphasis on employees being at places that are more important to the customer, like in the deli where there's always a line, or helping out people in the produce section.
That is such crap.
Hey!
You know what they're doing this for? When they get rid of a cashier, that job is eliminated. It's not like they're going to move them around. And they're doing this to save labor. They're not doing this where they can give better customer relations. That is the biggest bunch of baloney I've ever heard.
It says here, and this is quoting a guy who works for a store that has the self-checkout, supermarkets that are thriving against stores like Walmart are now using labor to improve the deli and bakery, develop more prepared foods, or to have a staff available to carry groceries out to the car.
Yeah, that all sounds good, but they ain't doing that. This is a money-costing measure. Money-saving measure, not costing. But it will cost them money to initial.
Self-checkout systems help retailers compete against giants such as Walmart by moving labor from the checkout lanes to other areas of the store.
But see, I'm saying that won't move
really.
They're not going to eliminate those jobs. It'll be eliminated.
All right. So be it.
It's good for the economy.
No, I honestly think that grocery stores, if they have that and it's paid for, I don't think those machines are that expensive, then they have the money to focus it somewhere else.
You know what? You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for them to put all this in here and spend all this money, and then after about a year, there's going to be so much theft and so much stealing going on that they're going to have to go back, and it's going to be... It's going to be the QCAT.
So they're going to have.
It's not going to be the QCAT.
It is too.
How is that even compared to the QCAT? I mean, people said the same thing about ATM machines. Well, you're never going to, you know, combat all the theft that's going to go
different.
On.
That's
why?
Different.
Why is that different?
Because you can't
hackers
really...
can get on there and get someone's PIN.
Because
I can stand behind you in line with a gun and
I'm
take
just saying
your money.
It's a lot easier to scan every other item. and steal it, and that's going to show up.
Gregor, they'll perfect this system.
Gregor, the way it works now is every item has a SKU or a barcode, and those items in the computer, they know exactly how much those items weigh.
Right.
So when you ring those up and put them in the bag and put them on the scale, if it's off at all, then you know that you've stolen something.
Right.
And they have people, they have one guy there, and he'll usually watch about four of the checkout lanes.
Right. And they'll pay people now to watch the checkout lanes for theft. There's another idea. Okay. New jobs,
I'm telling you, create new jobs. It's going to work for a while, and they're going to think it's great, and they're going to tout it, and they're going to blow their big horns about how great this is and how it's saving and how they're going to help everybody else in other departments. But it's, in the end, it's not going to work. It's kind of like communism.
That's right. It's
pretty good idea. Just doesn't work.
I hope
it does. It's not
going to
work. That is why this is...
Well, we're not done.
Walmart has installed...
That's what I was looking for.
Sorry.
Walmart has installed self-checkout lanes in more than 1,000 stores. Home Depot now has more than 3,200 lanes of self-checkout.
Well, that's good. I know. I mean, they're
yeah, great. Go through there and knock yourself out.
I mean, I'll find one that doesn't have it, and I'll go through there because...
Grego, I'm telling you, sooner or later, you're going to run out of options, and then what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you're going to have to buy all your groceries at 7-Eleven.
Right.
When that happens, then I'll start ordering all my groceries online, have them delivered.
You will never go through that process.
Nope.
No.
Yes, he will.
I've tried it, and it sucks.
What?
Home delivery, the grocery delivery service.
It does?
Yeah.
I've tried it, too, and it does.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
See, Grego, you're going to have to accept technology sooner or later.
Come on, Greg. Give it up, buddy.
Technology.
I won't. Let's all dance.
The Grego won't embrace.
Come on, Greg, dance.
Technology. The Grego won't embrace. That's right. It's not what's good.
I think it's just a slap in the face to your customer.
Why? I don't mind it. It saves time, Greg.
And it's fun.
I don't think it saves time.
And it's not fun.
You know what? I enjoy ringing up my...
I do, too.
I do.
Hey, that's the first job I ever had was a bag boy slash cashier.
Me too.
And it was fun. I loved ringing
up
groceries.
Grego, not only you get to ring up your own groceries, you get to sack them.
That's right. And you love sacking your groceries.
I'm glad you guys know what all I like.
That's right. You can put your fence on the bottom of the bag so it doesn't smoosh your bread.
Grego doesn't eat fences anymore.
I just don't think that's... It's just not customer friendly.
You won't ever hear...
To say, okay, you know, I want you to buy my mayonnaise that I've marked up 300%. And by the way, I want you to scan it yourself. I want you to pay for it, make your own change, and I want you to bag it.
Grego, you'll...
And don't even think I'm going to help you carry it out, because I ain't. But get out of my damn store.
You'll never...
That's the attitude they take.
You'll never hear again, price check on aisle 5 on a hog's head. Price check on a hog's head. You'll never hear that again. Because you'll do the price checking.
Well, I will get with that program when and only when I have to. And right now, I don't have to.
Right. Thank you.
And that is round 323 of Community Quick Hits.
Third time we've done it.
No, it's really pretty much fourth time we've done this.
For it again tomorrow at 6:30.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.